the compounding and the pyramiding into the errors that we experience today all around us. Now, the minute you know that all these errors are in the physical universe, but you have the secret that it is a spiritual universe, what is there to fight? All of the material errors in the world are what, if it is a spiritual universe? Nothing. Nothing. But you see, there's still this physical you standing there. And that's the fellow who's in the way. Ah, but you're not a physical being either. You are spiritual being in a spiritual universe, and until you make that transformation from physical being to spiritual being in your consciousness, you're always going to be fighting matter, or lack of it, or deterioration of it, or the so-called power of it. When you are a spiritually conscious individual, there's no matter to fight. Now, that's the other side of the coin, and that's where your emphasis should be put from this point on. You know the letter of truth. If you hear it 20 more times, it won't change. It's going to be the same letter of truth. Now, you've got to work on you, and you've got to face that. You've got to build your spiritual consciousness of the universe until you can see it as it is, instead of as it appears to be. You are your target. You and you alone. And in the demonstration of spiritual consciousness in yourself, every problem in the world is dissolved unto the light of your Christhood. Instead of 5 million problems, work on the one which is the beholder. And watch what happens. As that beholder becomes more spiritual in realization, so does the outer world become. The inner consciousness becomes the outer manifestation. And so when Jesus looks out, pick up your bed and walk, because the consciousness there sees the Christ, the Christ, the Christ. The Christ is doing the looking, so the Christ sees itself in all things. You, being that Christ, that spiritually aware one, look out and see yourself in all things, your infinite self. Now let's take a practical way of building that. Let's go into our little stone carved out of the mountain without hands. Daniel knew exactly what he was giving us. A stone carved out of a mountain without hands. And now as you contemplate that, sometimes a very peculiar thing happens. That stone begins to be active. It begins to carve right out of the mountain of your consciousness. It carves a little hard core of truth. And that little hard core of truth can never be moved by the appearances of this world. You crawl into that hard core and pull all of yourself into it and stand there in that hard core of truth, that stone. And you'll look out and you'll see all the changing pictures of this world, but that stone won't be moved. And now around yourself, let us build a fortress of high walls. And the first wall will be immortality. Immortality. Now the world is going to throw all kinds of little cannons at that wall. They're going to tell you about deaths all over the place. Radar plane falls down, 8 die. Apollo blows up, 3 die. Big articles all over the place about death. Those are the cannonballs coming at you. Do you have the consciousness of immortality? Then what does death mean to you? You begin quietly at your social events, at these housewarmings, at parties, with friends, wherever you are. Somebody tells you about Uncle John who just died. You're quietly saying, he just doesn't know. It's a lie. You are refuting within yourself every claim of death, every hint of death, every suggestion of death, until you have a consciousness of immortality. And finally, as you read the papers and hear the words and look at the obituaries, there's just a quiet smile. Until this is your wall, your fortress, your truth, your consciousness. I am immortal because I am spirit. And you build another wall, perfection. And every time someone throws a cannon at you and tells you about imperfections, you just smile. Something in you does not accept these things. Why? Because all there is a spiritual universe, and spirit is God. And you build these walls, immortality, eternality, infinity, invisibility, harmony, perfection, abundance, love, truth. This becomes your consciousness, and now you move them out to the extreme distances of infinity. And all that is encompassed within infinity are those truths, and that is your consciousness. And now let an old woman and a tidal wave and broken bones come into your appearance. There's not any you there. You're just not there. You're in the consciousness of God. You're in the consciousness of perfection, eternality, immortality. These things, these little pebbles that come to your attention, no longer have the weight. You're free. Now that's the beginning of knowing God aright. And as these walls become higher and push out further toward infinity, you'll discover that life eternal is yours already. God is. Love is. Grace is. They're not to be attained. They are. Life eternal is. You're really removing a veil which says it isn't. You're not attaining it. Your life is the life of God and therefore is eternal. But you're coming into the realization of it. Now, both sides of the coin, then, are one to see that there is neither good nor evil. There is only God. There is no material universe. There is only a spiritual universe. And two, to include yourself in that spiritual universe and not keep yourself out here as a physical beholder. Include yourself in it as the pure spirit of God. And that removes the material beholder, who is a mirror for every evil in this world. Start building that fortress of truth. Find every truth you can in its infinite nature and reject all that is un-Christ. All that is anti-Christ must be weeded out, purified from the consciousness. And you'll discover every untruth you weed out of that consciousness removes more and more of that mirror for evil, that mirror for material sense. Our final meditation is simple. Only God is. Only God is.